As Halloween approaches, police in Denver, Colorado have put out a warning about marijuana-infused candy. Recreational marijuana is legal, but pot in food is hard to see. Dispensary owner Patrick Johnson says marijuana candy makers often simply take regular candy and spray pot oil onto it.
The problem is that some of these products look so similar to candy that's been on the market that we've eaten as children that there's really no way for a child or a parent or anybody, even an expert in the field, to tell you whether or not a product is infused or not.
And last year, 9 children in Colorado ended up in the hospital after eating pot-infused products. There have been 2 deaths linked to the products, including a college student who ate a marijuana cookie and jumped off his hotel balcony. At a meeting this week, the Colorado Health Department proposed a ban on edibles, but after howls of protest, they backed away. So a state task force has been grappling with the question of how to regulate marijuana-infused edibles like candy, brownies, and cookies. State Representative Jonathan Singer is on the task force. He joins us from Longmont, Colorado. And Jonathan, you were a supporter of recreational marijuana in general. Were you caught by surprise by this edibles problem?
You know, one of the things that we certainly didn't expect was the fact that the edibles market for marijuana is somewhere between 20% and 40% of the total market in marijuana. And so the time that we spent regulating marijuana really up until this year was focused on the plants and what people could smoke. And we weren't thinking about as much as it related to edibles specifically.
Right.
So this was a big change.
Yeah. Well, were you for a ban on the edibles?
Actually, just to set the record straight, there were only 2 sitting lawmakers that publicly endorsed the Yes on Amendment 64 campaign to legalize marijuana in Colorado. It was myself from Boulder County, Democrat, and a Tea Party Republican. Out of 100 lawmakers, there were only 2. And so when Amendment 64 was envisioned, it included the legalization of edible marijuana. And so a ban on edible marijuana would violate our own state constitution.
So you're saying you're against a ban on edibles on legal grounds, but what do you think has to happen? Are you more worried about kids trying to buy the candies or trying to get their hands on it, or people mistakenly giving it to them, for instance, on Halloween, or it being left out and kids getting it accidentally? I mean, what are your concerns and what do you think should be done?
Well, first of all, I think people should know in Colorado, we have a very robust regulatory system that really encourages parental responsibility. And really what this task force is dealing with is what the candy or the baked goods look like outside of the package. Right now, every edible marijuana item needs to leave a marijuana dispensary in a child-proof, opaque container, basically a resealable locking Ziploc bag, not just a bag that anyone could open easily.
We picture tearing open a plastic bag of candy. This, you can't just do that. You have to have a resealable bag.
Exactly. And even some of the gummy bears that you see are actually now sold in the same kind of pill bottle you would have an Advil pill in. And so the question is, once it's outside the package, I don't care whether you're 6 years old or 60 years old, I want to be able to know whether or not I'm looking at a marijuana cookie or an Oreo cookie. And so I'd like to see those individual products stamped, shaped, or marked in some way that makes it easily identifiable for the average consumer, whether you're 6 years old or 60 years old, to make sure that people know what they're putting in their bodies.
So this is one of the proposals from the task force. But I just want to stay with that, your thinking for a second, because what about when it's still in the container and getting across the dosage information? Thinking of adults as well at this point, we, of course, remember New York Times columnist Maureen Dowd went to Colorado to report on the new marijuana industry and ate a whole pot-infused candy bar and hallucinated in her hotel room for 8 hours because she didn't understand to take a small bite and wait for a reaction. So what about the labeling, even while it's in the package?
Well, you know, and just to backtrack real quickly, the only people allowed in dispensaries are people over the age of 21. And we recently had a sting operation done across the state of Colorado to see if pot sellers were selling to anyone underage. And the dispensaries passed with 100% compliance. So we've actually, you know, moved in a way that's showing that the industry is stepping up and doing the right thing.
But I guess my question is, do you still need to get out more word somehow through campaigns or something about how to take the stuff, even if you're an adult?
Absolutely. What we're doing now at the state is requiring that by October 30th, every marijuana piece sold be sold in single serving sizes of 10 milligrams. And so someone like a Barreen Dowd or any tourist isn't going to be ingesting 30 or 50 or 100 milligrams in one serving. The other thing is the industry is actually stepping up with their own public education campaign saying start low, go slow. It might take an hour or even 2 or 2.5 hours for someone to actually feel the intoxicating effects of marijuana.
So you mentioned that going forward, one of the things you do want is that marijuana-infused edibles be clearly marked once they're outside the packaging by either a stamp or something. Gina Carbone of the advocacy group Smart Colorado, who also sits with you on the task force, says the same thing. It's got to be identified some way, a different coloring, some kind of a stamp or something. Can you do this in time for Halloween?
Well, no. You know, we cannot. And I want to put this in perspective for a second. I think that parents need to be taking care of their kids, regardless of whether it's marijuana that their kids might be getting their hands on. Cosmetics and personal care products are actually the number one most accidentally ingested substance by children.
But, of course, the difference is nobody's going to be giving out lipsticks on Halloween. So in addition to the campaigns that we're hearing about, you know, the messaging, what else do you think Colorado needs to do?
When I was going trick-or-treating, my parents said, don't take any candy that's outside of its packaging. And this is the same. My recommendation is, you know, make sure you know what that candy is. Make sure it's individually wrapped in a wrapper and in by a product that you recognize. And if it's been adulterated in any way, toss it away.
That's Jonathan Singer, state representative from Colorado. He sits on the Colorado Marijuana Enforcement Division's Edibles Working Group, trying to tackle the issues surrounding edible marijuana products. Representative Singer, Jonathan, thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.